Good morning, Bark Rock Stars. This is the 9th episode of the Barkley Pets bi-weekly podcast. I've been focusing on equipment in the last 2 episodes, so I thought it would be very timely to discuss a topic which I'm sure many of you might be curious about. Why do dogs pull on a leash? It was initially odd to me that a dog would pull hard on a leash and continue to pull while feeling the uncomfortable and unpleasant leash try to pull it back. But dogs don't necessarily think like us. They make direct associations and are not able to consider consequences in the same manner that we might make the evaluation. A dog will make associations, and that's how they'll learn. Turit Rugas, the trainer that I introduced in some of my earlier episodes, has a fantastic book on why dogs pull. And in today's episode, I'll go through some of the reasons that she outlines in our book. Overall, you have to remember that the walk should be enjoyable for both you and the dog. And as ambitious as you try to be to train them out of pulling too hard, just remember that you're there once a day, and there's likely 2 additional walks that day where the dog likely gets unintentionally encouraged to pull. But if you do run into a heavy puller, the best technique for me has been the Turit Rugas basic method. So feel free to search it online, but essentially it's a few really quick simple steps that go a long way. So the first one is, when the dog starts pulling, immediately stop, don't say anything, and then wait 2 seconds. Afterwards, make a clicking or a smacking sound with your tongue or lips, something unique that the dog will respond to. When the dog starts to turn their head towards you, immediately praise them. After that, walk a couple of steps in another direction and the dog will follow. And that's when you reward the dog for following you to walk to the other direction. Let's talk about some of the reasons that a dog may be pulling. A dog often pulls because their owner or even walker follows along. By following the pulling, you're reinforcing it, and in a way, the dog is being trained to continue pulling and that it's more or less okay to pull. This doesn't mean that you should yank back the dog towards you. Instead, it's good to get in the habit to stop and not follow, and instead, try to go a different direction. Now, this might not be realistic for every dog walk, especially if you're on a 30-minute walk with a hard puller. It could take days, and your job isn't to train them out of pulling. But if you do see a dog pulling a lot, just try not to follow as much as you can. Even if you stop quickly and reset, that would help a lot more. A dog will also pull because their corrections aren't timed properly. Let's say the owner has tried to teach them not to pull by allowing slack in the leash for a moment, followed by jerking back of the leash. For the dog, this means pain, and it learns that slackening of the leash means pain will follow. So what does this mean? Likely, the dog will avoid this by pulling even more to avoid the loose leash. So this is one example of a poorly used correction in an attempt to try to fix pulling, and as a result, actually increasing pulling probably even more. The incorrect equipment could be used. For example, if an extendable leash is being used, well, that's always designed to be pulled back and tight. So inevitably, the dog will always be uncomfortable and never rely on having any slack in the leash. So they'll just continue to constantly pull. High energy or high stress dogs are generally heavy pullers, and that's because they have a hard time walking slowly and concentrating. For high energy dogs, this is actually often a sign of having low exercise for the dog that might actually require a heavy amount of exercise. These are just 4 reasons. They're not the only reasons, but those are mainly at the top of my list for reasons why a dog would be pulling hard. Now, inevitably, you likely won't be able to resolve pulling or train the dog out of it. And I'm sure many of you have tried to rein a dog back in from pulling by using treats, calling their name, or maybe saying no if they're pulling and barking at a skateboarder. So here's a few troubleshooting tips that I find helpful when some of the techniques that I use don't exactly work. If you're using treats to rein in the dog or to slow it down and they're refusing to take them, then think about the tone of voice that you're using. If you're too demanding or dominant, you may be unintentionally stressing the dog out. Or look around and see if there's any distractions that could be a reason for the dog to avoid your treats. They could be pulling ahead towards the distraction and ignoring your treat. If that is the case, then turn onto a quieter street and change the environment and then try again. If you're trying to get the dog's attention and they're not responding, maybe because they're interested in looking or sniffing, Just wait a little bit before you try again. There's no sense in continuing to call their name because when dogs use one sense, they'll cut out another. So if you just wait and try again, they're more likely to respond. If you get a poor response when you ask the dog to follow you, then perhaps you're waiting too long. Think of a unique signal to get the dog's attention and then immediately start walking after you use the signal. Remember, you need to guide the dog, so the longer you wait, you're essentially giving the dog freedom to guide you. If you see that the dog is being a little bit erratic in its movements when you're trying to rein it in, then try to slow it down to a stroll and try to enjoy a peaceful walk. A lot of the time, the dog feeds off your energy, so if you remain calm yourself, that will likely help calm them down. We do collect all this information from our customers when they sign up for our service and ask pointed questions for how the dog will walk on a leash, whether it would be right next to you, maybe pull from time to time, or take in every smell. So make sure to always read the customer notes. A dog pulling isn't an alarm to sound for you to your customer. It's something for you to be prepared for on your walks. Turrets swears by this method, and honestly so do I. She did a lot of testing and research on its success. In one of her results, she documented that within a 30-day period from 70 pulls on a leash, she was able to reduce it down to one barely noticeable pull on a dog. Now, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode, and I am really curious to hear if you have any interesting stories from pullers. So feel free to reach out to the Barkley support line, I guess, for any of your stories. They'll submit them directly to me, and I'd be happy to cover them on the next episode. Until next time, happy walking.